Ora ci gustiamo invece la musica dei nostri ospiti, si chiamano Violet Knox, tornano con l'ottavo album che è uscito a fine ottobre, un disco intitolato Silver. Nel mito antico la foresta era considerato un posto di transizione tra Dio e gli uomini, tra il dormiente e l'essere svegli, tra il suono e il silenzio. Ecco, quindi è dedicato alla foresta, Silve in latino, la musica dei Violet Knox che si muove tra, ecco, elettronica, ambient, trance music, e insomma, ora ci ascoltiamo la traccia d'apertura Spectre e poi ci collegheremo con Boston, quindi con gli Stati Uniti, per chiacchierare proprio con il trio dei Violet Knox.
Thank you.
Ed è un bel viaggio quello che stiamo ascoltando con la musica di Violet Knox, la traccia d'apertura dall'album Silver. E abbiamo qui con noi la band al telefono, o meglio via WhatsApp. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah!
Ah, ok, ok. Perfect. Very glad to have you with me again. We had an interview for the previous album, and now we are ready to speak about your new stuff, Silver. Very beautiful work, six songs inside, and so very happy to have you with me. So, Violet Knox, welcome here in Radio Città Aperta.
Thank you, Gianluca, for having us.
Thank you so much. Is Andrew online?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you for having us.
Okay, so, great. Who here now on telephone call? Des? Andrew?
Yep.
And yes. Noel? All three?
Yes.
Ah, ok.
All three.
Ok, perfetto. So, quindi abbiamo tutte e tre del gruppo per parlare di questo lavoro. Das De Carlo, Andrew Abramson e la cantante Nell Dersey. E questo è l'ottavo album intitolato Silver. Is it correct that Silver came from a Latin word as a forest or not?
Yes.
Yeah. To play your music, I describe the concept of your album that is dedicated to the forest, that is between the myth, the human and the god, the silence and the noise, the sleep and the wakefulness. So, what inspired you about Silver?
I guess we wanted to come up with some sort of environmental sort of topic to relate the music to, and Noel actually came up with the word Silve, which means forest, poetry, woodland, and we're also in the process of writing a new theatrical production, which will have that theme, and so I think that the record was really based off of that, and then sort of current times of what's happening, environmental issues, and maybe Noel would have more to add to that.
E quindi, I'm going to translate. E quindi è un disco che sostanzialmente nasce inizialmente dalle atmosfere sonore, ma che poi ha ispirato proprio le parole, una sorta di poesia in musica che vuole essere anche per certi versi una fuga da una sorta di riflessione riguardo i tempi moderni, e certo c'è qualche volta la voglia di rifugiarsi proprio in una sorta di foresta, di silva, in un luogo dove il mito incontra il suo opposto, l'umano, oppure il silenzio incontra il suo opposto, il rumore, e insomma, quindi un lavoro decisamente meditativo. So, do you want to add something else?
No, I mean, just to hearken what Des was saying about like the environmental issues, and just being inspired by all of that in between stuff that you mentioned, just the amount of peace and presence that you get walking through the forest, getting a lot of natural creative inspiration by being in these natural environments, and so essentially paying homage to these natural environments that are in danger of leaving us at some point.
E quindi un rifugio, diciamo, una parola arcana, Silve, che ci riporta anche in una sorta di rifugio, il rifugio che può essere proprio la foresta, dove si può trovare anche una fuga verso la pace, nell'incontrare creature particolari, avere un rapporto con la natura. So, mi sembra che la loro musica, insomma, sposi molto spesso questa via di fuga, questa via anche che può essere anche, perché no, anche se suonata con elementi elettronici che però fa pensare alla natura. So I think that in general your music make me think about the nature. So yes, you play electronic music, but the sensation that you give me is a sort of nature sort of landscapes that represent nature with, yes, it could be a forest or a river or something else. So do you want to represent the nature with your music? The nature, yes.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I think like all of our writing has more of a, or kind of like a meditative feel to it. We're all like very, you know, mindful, present people trying to do the right thing. And I think that we want to send out like a really positive vibe, you know, to our audience.
E quindi sì, è proprio così, attraverso la musica e quello che presentano vogliono portare l'ascoltatore in un mood più positivo, decisamente positivo, una sorta di fuga che funziona, devo dire, molto bene ed è sempre riuscita. So, this album came... It was released at the end of October. We had some problems here in radio to make an interview when the album was ready, but today now I have the possibility to speak about this new stuff. So what are the first reaction of the audience about this new album?
Been getting very positive reviews, and people really love the artwork. The artwork was designed by a friend of ours, Allison Tenenhaus, that also designed the album cover for Hesperia, and she does a lot of videos for us, stickers and things like that. But in regards to the album, I think the majority of comments and people, what they're saying is that they think it's the best that we've done so far. So yeah, it's all happened very fast, so I'm still trying to really process what it actually is. But Andrew, do you want to say something there?
Quindi,
I think that sums up in terms of the response. Yes.
E quindi sì, la risposta è stato assolutamente positivo da parte dell'audience, che ha apprezzato molto la musica, ha apprezzato anche molto e si apprezza molto anche il lavoro grafico che accompagna sia questo disco che anche i precedenti lavori. Sorry, can you repeat the name of the girl or man that designed your cover art?
Sure. Her name is Allison, and her last name is Tenenhaus. Spelled Tenenhaus. She's a Boston artist.
Uh-huh.
And you can find her on Instagram, you know, definitely follow her, or on Facebook. And she does a lot for the community. She's very active and an amazing creative artist.
E quindi il disegno è di Allison Tenenhaus, e insomma invita proprio a visitare, a vedere proprio la grafica, i lavori grafici su Instagram di quest'artista, che ben si sposano proprio con i suoni del gruppo. So, the album starts with more atmospheric soundscapes, then in the middle of the album with the four tracks there is some rhythm, more rhythm inside. If you agree, we can listen something from that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, totally. Yeah.
And so loro sono Violent Nox, e ci andiamo ad ascoltare un qualcosa dove c'è anche qualcosa di più dinamico. Eccoli qui, loro sono Violent Nox. So I say to you that it's impossible to speak when the sound is on air, so wait here, and so later we start again our interview. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, yes, it's perfect.
Yes, thank you.
Oh,
Questa canzone si intitola Serenade, come avete ascoltato ha un piglio decisamente più ritmato e anche teso in certe parti della composizione. Per Violet Knox, che abbiamo con noi al telefono, stiamo raccontando il loro nuovo album, Silve, l'ottavo disco per questa band proveniente da Boston, e siamo collegati proprio con il gruppo. So, what you can say about this song, about Serenade, about the sound and about the title? Hello?
Andrew, do you want to say
okay.
something?
Yeah.
Well, I think about the sound, this was the track that was the most studio focused. So this has a lot of overdubs from Noel's vocals. So you hear harmonies and things in there. And we were doing more sort of studio effects and things. So this is the one that emerged most in the process of recording. The other ones were much more complete on their original tracking, and this one really had a lot of creative work that happened in the recording process itself.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I wanted to say too is probably this song was the most improvised, even though it had so many tracks, because we actually had a previous version of the song, and at that time, Noel wasn't even sure if she was going to sing on it. So the night of the rehearsal we had with the recording, Noel came in, and all these vocals happened like in the moment, spontaneously. Mm. So it was very incredible on Noel's part. But it is the most studio-made song on the album. You want to say something?
Yeah, of course. This song really kind of came to fruition quickly. It was a close friend of mine who's very young, and she passed away to lymphoma. She was a dancer. She lives in New York City. And I was watching a lot of her videos. She was a choreographer, and getting just inspiration from the lyrics from this, because she was such an incredible artist. And as many songwriters or poets might agree with, sometimes the words just come. And I wrote this poem, you know, in 10 minutes or so, and then the music just kind of came together. So it's a serenade. It's an homage to my friend Stefan Schimmer, who is this unbelievable dancer.
Okay. Okay. Can you repeat the name of the dancer?
Her name is Stefan Schmer.
Ok, e quindi questo nome che ha detto, che ho fatto un po' fatica a capire, comunque è un grande ballerino, un grande coreografo, ed è un tributo proprio a lui, a questo ballerino che ha ispirato poi questa canzone, che a livello di lavorazione in studio insomma ha molti overdubs, molte armonie interne, molti studi, molti effetti anche sulla voce. Insomma, è un qualcosa di molto complesso a livello di suono, ma nello stesso tempo è una composizione che aveva una sua precedente versione, poi però quando si è andati in studio, ecco, soprattutto anche il cantato è venuto in una maniera diversa, in una maniera spontanea, e quindi il brano è stato composto anche, possiamo dire, in maniera veloce. Poi però c'è stata una grande lavorazione, un grande lavoro a livello di studio, di effetti, e comunque ecco, ha anche questo ritmo dinamico che vuole essere un omaggio a questo ballerino e coreografo al quale si sono ispirati. Now, are you going to play live this stuff? Are you played something in these days or in some locations? So what's your plan about live set?
Yeah, actually, this Thursday we have a huge show. Maybe it'll be the biggest show we've ever played. it's at MIT University's Museum. Mm-hmm. They do a party called After Dark Party once a month, and we will be performing there along with a friend of ours coming up from New York City, Anna Roman, that will be DJing.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to that. And we have Justin Looper. He is a Boston visual artist, and he will be doing our visuals for that show as well.
Ah, okay.
And we have
During your live set, you will play...
During live set. And we have also, we're working with a new dancer, a friend of ours, Sarah June, another Boston movement artist that will also be performing. And the theme of the show is time travel.
Oh, wow. How long it takes this live set? 1 hour, 1 hour now?
We're only playing 30 minutes. That's all they wanted us to play. So it's,
not
like
too long.
Three-hour event. Generally, we play about 30 minutes sometimes, depending on what people are asking for. But
yeah.
I think shorter, more powerful sets are better than somebody playing for a very long time, which can sometimes be a little boring. But
I agree with you. E quindi loro suoneranno giovedì a questo università museo che si trova nella loro città per un party che si chiama After Dark Party. Verranno anche dei collaboratori, dei performer da New York. Ci sarà poi invece anche un artista visuale chiamato Justin Looper che accompagnerà il loro set. Ci sarà anche un ballerino proveniente sempre dall'area di Boston, e quindi insomma sarà uno spettacolo multimediale. It will be a multimedia act, this your next live set.
Yes.
That's very interesting. So you think to record some video about this performance or not?
Yes,
to show on YouTube or something like that for the people that can be there.
Yeah, we have a friend of ours, Kyla, that's a professional video person, so she'll be shooting us for that show, and then we'll be sharing the video online, and I'll definitely tag you.
Okay. I'm very curious about that. Eh sì, allora riprenderanno anche il set da condividere poi in rete per chi magari non potrà assistere al concerto e di conseguenza all'esibizione che è multimediale, danza, immagini, suoni all'interno di questa università museo che si trova in quel di Boston. So, this is your album number 8. It's important number. So what are your sensation about that? So it's important because there are not many bands that has recorded so many CDs or album. So what's your sensation about that? It's when you started, in which year you start your career?
This project has been together for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And with various members. Andrew and I have been playing together, for I think 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And Noelle joined us. I think Noelle has been on 5 albums, I believe.
Four.
And we just continue to write. We've already started jamming on like newer material. I just got a new synthesizer, so I'm sure that we'll be writing. It's just kind of our process that we just continue to move forward. And create. But it's great during these hard, dark times to have some sort of focus in our life. And I, feel like that music is very healing, or whatever art form you choose to have. We just continue to move forward and write.
Yeah. E quindi loro sono attivi da 8 anni più o meno, che sono insieme anche con qualche cambio di formazione, e hanno sempre cercato di trovare nuove strade espressive, di evolvere la loro proposta e quindi stare sempre ben focalizzati sulla band, anche perché c'è una vita contemporanea e talvolta presenta delle difficoltà, e avere un gruppo e poter esprimere la propria arte in questo modo anche di libertà e di ricerca è sicuramente un processo importante. So I just asked in the interview before, are you planning to come back to come in Italy to play live, or it's difficult at the moment?
That would be amazing, yeah. And Noella is learning Italian, so and I'll have to learn some too. Yes, that would be incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not in it's not in plan at the moment.
It's in the vision.
Hmm.
It would be great to get on like a show or a festival, but yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Sarebbe bello magari anche all'interno di un festival, staremo a vedere, insomma, ce lo auguriamo, anche perché insomma abbiamo creato questa connessione con i Violet Knox già da qualche anno e quindi abbiamo sempre il piacere di interagire a distanza. Questa è la bellezza anche della tecnologia, che possiamo anche così creare un'intervista a zero spese, perché la telefonata è con WhatsApp, quindi insomma possiamo realizzare anche un bel incontro, però sarebbe bello poi anche realizzare questo incontro di persone, quindi ci auguriamo di vederli live presto. So at the end, do you wanna choose the last track from your album to listen together?
Sure. How about Whisper?
Okay, the third track. Why did you choose that one?
Noel just looked at me and said, "Whisper."
Yeah.
It's one of our personal favorites.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah, on the track.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Could we get two shout outs before we go?
Yeah.
Okay. So. From Distorter Radio, that's been very supportive of us, and I know a good friend of yours.
Yeah, thank you.
Gianluca?
Yeah. So
okay,
I'm very
happy. And then also from, the Italian blog White Light, White Heat, Fabrizio.
Yeah.
Fabrizio.
So just hopefully they're both listening, but I just want to thank them. And also just for connecting to you through them, and we appreciate everything, that all your support that you've given us.
I'm very happy for that. For me it's a pleasure, because I like your music, and so as I say every time, I'm very happy to share with my listener music that I appreciate, and if it's possible to create a chat with the musician that create this music, for me it's a great thing, and so I'm very happy to share with you and with our listener your music and your idea of music.
Yeah, and you're going to get a vinyl record. It's our first vinyl record of Violet Knox.
Ah, yes.
They're being pressed now in the UK, so it's going to take a little bit of time, but you'll definitely get one, maybe within the month, as soon as they're ready.
Thank you so much. E quindi yeah. Sì, è uscito il vinile anche attraverso una stampa inglese, quindi ecco, lo riceverò e mi farà molto piacere. Ovviamente invito anche gli ascoltatori ad acquistarlo. I invite my listener to buy this vinyl. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's important to support the music. Yes, we can listen on digital your music, but it's okay to have a record, a vinyl record, to appreciate the graphic. Apart the music, the graphic that you have on your cover that is created by your friend that you said before, we say it again, the name is Alison Tenhouse, that created the images for your stuff, for your music. So we are ready to listen. Whisper, thank you so much, Violet Knox, to be with me. And
Thank you, grazie.
And so I repeat that this transmission and this interview, it will be on air again tomorrow at 12 p.m. Yes, if you are interested about that, it will be again on air.
Excellent.
Okay. Yeah, and we look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Italy. Yes, I think it would be amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. E quindi ho... Ciao! E quindi ho spiegato... Ho spiegato al gruppo che poi la trasmissione sarà on air in replica domani, quindi la si potrà anche riascoltare, a parte ci sarà il podcast. Eccola qui, Whisper. Thank you.